In recent years, there's been a bipartisan push to reevaluate New Hampshire's criminal justice system. In 2018, lawmakers curtailed the use of cash bail. This year, they're poised to repeal the state's death penalty. Another more low-profile measure is also moving through the state house. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, it seeks to resolve what some see as an unfair charge levied on indigent defendants.
June of 2017, a guy shows up at a homeless shelter in Keene, drunk and mad. So another guy staying there, Tobias Tarr, tries to get him to relax.
I sat with him on the couch and just calmed him down, and he had it in his head. He wanted to beat somebody up upstairs.
Eventually, Tarr tells the shelter manager, "I can't control this guy anymore. You need to call the cops." Soon, a bunch of police show up at the shelter. The room is crowded. The drunk guy is losing it. It's tense. Tobias Tarr wants to get out, so he says he stood up. But his standing up was like striking a match.
Chaos. And I cannot stress enough, chaos.
Police allege that Tarr bumped an officer. They tackled him, they tackled the drunk guy. Everybody is yelling, a table gets flipped. Law enforcement would later say that during the scuffle, Tarr reached for an officer's gun. They arrested him.
I didn't do anything. Why am I getting charged with this? So I ended up having to take it to trial.
Police have their version of what happened. Tarr has his. He goes on trial the following February, facing a range of charges, including a felony that could put him in prison for years. The court appoints him a public defender, and he wins.
Not guilty on all three charges.
How did that feel?
Incredible. Like it really could have ruined my life.
The 43-year-old walks out of Cheshire County Superior Court. No jail time, no fines. But there is something waiting for him.
I got a bill from them in the mail. I didn't have the money to pay nearly $700 and something.
In the state of New Hampshire, in most states, indigent defendants, people deemed too poor to afford their own lawyer, are still required to pay for part of their legal defense, even when they're found innocent or when the charges are dropped.
So really, by definition, this whole process is really designed to squeeze blood from a stone.
This is Gilles Bissonnette with the ACLU of New Hampshire.
These are poor people. The court has found these individuals indigent. They're constitutionally entitled to representation, yet they get, you know, a big fat bill that they ultimately need to pay the state.
The state agency that collects these bills is called the Office of Cost Containment, the OCC. It's like a government debt collector. Misdemeanors run around $300. A felony will cost you around $800. This week, the state Senate is scheduled to vote on a bill that would prohibit the OCC from collecting that money from defendants found not guilty or who have their charges dropped. The ACLU is backing the bipartisan bill, which is sponsored by Democrat Shannon Chanley. She points out that a couple of other states, California, Kansas, Montana, already exempt people found not guilty.
So this bill would bring us into line with what those states are already doing. We're not breaking new ground here.
The OCC was established by lawmakers in the late 1980s. The agency currently brings in about $1.5 million each year. It handles something like 20,000 cases annually. Charlie Arlinghouse oversees the agency for the state. He stresses that the office tries to work with people. It will set up long-term payment plans or let people not pay for a while if they're out of work. He sees it this way.
We're asking you to support a service that you're provided, whether you're convicted or not convicted, but it's not meant to be a punishment.
Tobias Tarr has his own perspective on it also. He was facing years in jail, so $800 is kind of small potatoes.
Is it fair? No. It's not fair. But that's the lesser of spending numerous years in prison for something that you didn't do. So I would gladly pay it. Do I think it's right? No, I don't. But since I have to pay it, I will pay it.
Tarr is a stonemason. He doesn't have steady work, but he's going to try to make his first $10 payment to the OCC this month. At that rate, he'll have the debt paid off in a little over 6 years. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.